you're starting to have feelings of like, is it time to go? I don't know. Make that list for yourself first, maybe, of like, what is really important to me? What do I really care about? What does the best job in the world look like? Or what are some qualities or values of a great role? And maybe mentally or physically writing that list down and then comparing that to your current situation and seeing, are things overlapping? Is there alignment here, or are they totally misaligned? Hello, listeners. Before we get into this week's episode, we just wanted to let you know that this is an episode that Charlie and I recorded last year, didn't we, Charlie?
Yes, we were a little bit chaotic with our episode recording last year. And honestly, we didn't even realize that these ones hadn't gone live. And so we thought, instead of them just sitting in the hard drive and, you know, gathering digital dust, we wanted to put them together and get them out to you because we still really enjoyed the conversation.
Welcome to Design Life, a podcast about design and side projects for motivated creators. I'm Femke.
And I'm Charlie. I love how you put a slightly different intonation on the intro there.
It's just like, mixing,
you
know, it up.
You've got to mix it up. How many years have we been doing this?
Too many.
Today, we are going to talk about when it's time to move on from a job. We had a letter from a listener that I might as well just read out because we'll give some good context around this. So this listener has said, I'd love to hear what it means for you both to be ready to move on from a job. I've had jobs where I stuck around much longer than I wanted to, jobs that couldn't pay me enough, and jobs that I really wanted to love, even though the company culture was not a good fit. What moments have both of you experienced that made you think, maybe it's time for me to leave? This listener also said that they started listening to our podcast while they're in college, and now they're a graduated adult full-time designer.
Wow.
And so that is really exciting that someone has been listening to our show for that long. Thank you. Thank you, dear listener. But yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today, is moving on from a job or not. First though, fam, how's life been? Let's do a little catch up.
It's been good. Yeah, it's definitely changing of the seasons here in North America. So getting out my winter wardrobe, or I should say my wet weather wardrobe, because we get a lot of rain. But it's been really nice. I have family coming to visit soon-ish, like in the next 1 to 2 months. So that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing my parents. My sister is coming as well. Side project wise, I've been thinking about maybe doing some more YouTube videos soon. I don't know. I haven't made very many videos this year. I don't know, for a while I was like, maybe I'm done. Maybe it's enough for now. But recently I've had a lot of people reaching out to me that have found me through my videos, which in some way is really great because the content I make is clearly nice and evergreen and relevant for a long time. So people are still discovering me that way. And also just gave me a little bit of a boost of motivation of like, okay, people are still discovering, still watching these. And I have a lot that I've learned over the last year in my new role as a manager that I haven't really shared much on the channel. And I have the course now too about product strategy. So I feel like I've got a lot of like built up things that I want to share and talk about on the channel, but just haven't made the time this year to sit down and do it. So it's something that's in my mind, thinking about when I might be able to make some time for some more videos soon. We'll see.
That's exciting. Also, yeah, you haven't really promoted your course on your YouTube channel yet, have you?
No.
Wow.
I don't even think I did one video. I might have done one video when it first launched early on in February to like generate some signups to the waitlist. But otherwise, no, I haven't done much of a push. And that's been something I've been thinking about too, is maybe like releasing a lesson video on YouTube or something, or like half a lesson. Something else I've been thinking about is a mini course version of the course. Maybe not like for YouTube, but sort of like a try it before you buy it kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know. So I have like a few ideas of things I want to try, but given like the end of the year and stuff, I might kind of pencil these in for the new year, but I'm scheming.
Yeah, let's not bite off more than we can chew.
I read you tweeted recently that you were slowing down a little bit for the rest of the year on your side projects. Yeah, how's that? Tell us about that.
Maybe this is a topic for a future episode because I don't want to derail today's too much, but I feel super burnt out. And since I can't just stop working, I need to stop something. And so that means that my content creation side of things needs to slow down, which, yeah, I feel nervous to take a break from it, but it's like I have no choice, essentially. It's what needs to happen for me. But speaking of family, I just had my parents come visit.
Yeah, nice.
So that was nice to spend some time with family. And I think taking a break, spend time with them. And then also I got really sick afterwards near the end of a trip we took together. But I think that was kind of me realizing, you're not just tired, you are burnt out.
I need to slow down.
Yeah, something needs to change. So yeah, maybe we can talk about that in a future episode because it feels like more than a check-in worth of stuff to dig into.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you at least recognized it and are making some changes to look out for yourself because it's really important.
Yeah, thanks, friend. I feel like this podcast, Design Life, I didn't consider being, oh, we need to stop doing it. Because honestly, showing up to this recordings is just like us catching up and talking as friends. And so...
Yeah. It doesn't feel like work, really, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's very nice. And so, yeah, don't worry, Design Life listeners. We might have breaks, you know, we've been producing less content in general this year, but yeah, this one I think can keep coming out.
Yay. Well, good to hear. Glad that you're taking some chill time. You suggested talking about this topic today because you picked out this listener. However, you've been at ConvertKit for what, 7 years, I think. So
no, isn't it ironic that the person who's been at the job for nearly 7 years thinks it'd be a good idea to talk about when it's time to move on. This stood out to me because I feel like, I mean, especially with feeling burnt out and also going through different changes at ConvertKit over the past 7 years, I feel like there's been loads of times where I've actively chosen to stay when I've asked myself, am I ready to move on? Like, is it time for something new? And that so far the decision has been, no, there is still more that I want to do here. And I think that that is an interesting other side of this conversation about when you should answer this, am I ready to move on, with a no versus a yes. And I know that you've had a couple of job changes in the past few years, Fem, where you decided it was time to move on. I know there's been a lot of layoffs and things in the industry recently where perhaps people are leaving jobs and it's not their choice. But yeah, we'll focus on the decision that you make as a designer in your career about when it's time to move on. The reason for me that I haven't felt like it's time to move on yet is because I'm still feeling challenged. I'm being paid fairly, I believe, finally. That was a bit of a sore point that maybe it was not always the case. And like, I did honestly consider, is it time to move on if I'm not going to get paid what I believe I should be paid? But anyway, now that's fine. Still being challenged, being paid fairly, like the people that I work with, and that the work that I need to own at ConvertKit is the work that I want to keep doing. Again, that hasn't always been the case. And so there was a time where I did ask myself, am I ready to move on if what I'm responsible for is not what I want to be working on? But I was able to talk to my manager and we like made a shift instead in what I was responsible for. So those are the reasons that I have stayed in this job for the past 7 years and that I haven't felt like it's time to move on yet, because when I've hit one of those like hurdles of where things didn't align, I've been able to sort it out eventually. But yeah, I'm curious to hear your perspective on some of the things that you ask yourself when it's time to...
Yeah. Well, before I jump into that, I think that's really awesome that you have been in this environment and had the confidence to speak up when you have felt, oh, is it time? Is it not time? And have conversations about that. So I think a lot of the time we don't do that, right? And sometimes what you are longing for or missing could be fixed, right? There could be strategies or ways around how to get what you are lacking or feeling like you're missing. And it could be through a simple conversation, could be through some hard conversations. It could not be possible at all. But I think that you raised this and had conversations around it, and they were able to accommodate and make some changes so that you felt like you wanted to stay. I think that's pretty cool because a lot of people, I think, either don't do that or don't feel like they can do that or tried to do that and didn't work out. Yeah, I think that's a testament to why you 7 years there.
Yeah, that those kinds of conversations can happen pretty openly, and that is important to me to be able to talk about that sort of stuff. So you're right. I think that is a factor for why I haven't moved on, is because I've felt comfortable to bring that stuff up. I'm pretty privileged in that, I guess, the time that I started at ConvertKit, and also, yeah, I don't know, just how I started at ConvertKit, which is when I met our CEO at a conference, I have a really good relationship with Nathan. And that gives me a lot of confidence, I guess, in being able to bring things up. Like, I'm not fearing that people are going to question, am I dedicated? Am I motivated? Or anything like that. And when I want to raise something, I know that it will be heard that it's coming from like a place of, you know, caring deeply. And also that I have my own side business feels like it's a fallback plan as well, which gives me some confidence to know that, like, okay, I'm going to bring this up. If it doesn't go well, and if it turns out that I can't get what I want, well, I have a backup option.
Yeah. You can take a bit of a risk.
Yep. I can take a risk. I can use my network, the reputation I've built up through my side projects, to go and find something else that will be a good fit for me. So yeah, those things have given me the confidence to actually bring these things up as well.
Totally. For me, also something that's been a struggle to give up when leaving companies, and I can go into, you know, making that decision and at the past places I've worked at, is giving up the reputation you have internally, or like the clout that you've built can be really hard to let go of, especially in your case where you joined ConvertKit so early on and formed such strong relationships with executives. That's hard to rebuild at a new company and takes years and years. And that's something that I didn't quite understand the value of until I left Uber after 4 years and started at a new company and realized how much I had been relying on my internal clout or reputation. Like being able to know who to talk to at the company, being able to just reach out to them really easily, have something in common to talk about, is hard to build up when you start at a new place. And that's something I didn't really consider when I left my first job, but is something that I really value now, is like relationship building in my role, and building those relationships is super important.
Yeah, I hear you on that. There has been times that I've asked myself, you've heard about the concept of golden handcuffs, right?
Oh yeah.
Where it's like, okay, am I staying here because I should be, or because everything's just so great that I feel like I can't leave?
It's too good to leave, yeah.
Yeah. And for me, it's the aspect of challenge and growth that has to be there for it not to be golden handcuffs and for it to just to be a great situation. As long as I still feel like I have opportunity to do great work and that there is a path for me to actually do that work and that that work is what I want to be doing, that is probably one of the most important things for keeping me around. If I feel like if I had everything else that was great, but I was stagnating, that would be when I would know it was time to move on and find a place that could challenge me in the ways that I want to be challenged more.
I think it's really important to identify what those things are to you, right? Like what is really important to you in a role or a company. And it's probably a good place to start. If you're starting to have feelings of like, is it time to go? I don't know. Make that list for yourself first, maybe, of like, what is really important to me? What do I really care about? What does the best job in the world look like? Or what are some qualities or values of a great role? And maybe kind of like mentally or physically writing that list down and then comparing that to your current situation and seeing, are things overlapping? Is there alignment here, or are they totally misaligned? If you really care about, you know, your career growth, but the company is not providing any career growth, maybe that's something to think about then. I feel like that's kind of what I've done over the years and sort of deciding, because I don't quit lightly. I always want to stay, right? I want to try to make things work, and I don't particularly love job hopping. And so I always create these little like lists or mental lists for myself and just do some comparison around, okay, what do I really care about? What's important to me? Is that available in this role, in this company? Is it going to be available? What is the potential path here? Does it align with where I want to go? And that's been really helpful for me to make some of those big and hard decisions.
Tell me more about the decisions that you came to leave a few jobs in your career. Any that you want to share about why you did move on ultimately?
Yeah, totally. I think for the first kind of big role I left, which was Uber, I'd been there for 4 years, and I, about 6-ish months prior to actually leaving, I'd gone up for a promotion. I felt like I was ready to make the jump to a senior designer, and so went up for the promotion, didn't get it, and had a very honest conversation with my manager about, why did this happen? What are some things we could do to make this happen? And there was a lot of like circumstantial situations going on at the time at the company. I think I had been through 4 or 5 managers in a year. The manager that was there to help me get this promotion, we'd only been working together for 2 or so months. They didn't really know how to advocate for me. And so I kind of felt a little bit left on my own. And it was sort of at that point that I was also realizing that I could probably get what I wanted elsewhere quicker in terms of the level, the seniority I was looking for, the pay jump I was looking for, also the work that I was doing I enjoyed, but wasn't my main bread and butter that I really loved doing. So I thought, okay, you know, went up for this promotion, didn't get it. There's these other things as well that like haven't been going super well. Maybe it's time to consider. And so I kind of always like to remind myself that it's like a no until it's a yes. I feel like some people hold back from applying or starting the job seeking process because they're not ready to make that decision or commitment to leave the job. And I kind of took the approach of, I'm just going to see what's out there. I can always say no. I can always back out. Like, just because I'm applying for new jobs doesn't mean I'm quitting. I'm just going to explore a little bit and have some conversations. And so, yeah, that's kind of the mentality I took with it, to just kind of see what else is out there, have the conversations, can always back out. But eventually I did take a new role after a few interviews at different companies, and yeah, kind of made the decision to move on.
I like that you, because this listener has asked, right, how do you know when you're ready to move on? I've stuck around longer than I wanted to. And I like that in what you've just shared there, you're saying like, well, you can put feelers out before you know if you're ready to move on.
Exactly.
And like, maybe by putting the feelers out and seeing what else is out there, it can help you make that decision. If you see, yeah, it's possible for me. Okay, I can get a higher pay, higher title that I want, work on projects that I want at this other company. When you see that option presented to you, it kind of does make it easier to know that it's time to move on.
Yeah, it is definitely going to make that decision easier for sure. You're going to like learn very quickly, oh, okay, those are the options out there. Okay, no, never mind. I'm very happy where I am. Or maybe it's the opposite. It's like, oh, wow, there's some really like cool, exciting things out there. This does feel appealing. And like, maybe this is better than my current situation. Again, you're not quitting until you quit. And so just having those conversations can help a little bit with that self-discovery.
I like it. I had a very similar reason for moving on from my first job in tech, was when I didn't get the promotion that I felt like I deserved at that time. It sucks that that's how it has to go, right? That you have to leave your job and go to a new one to get the level jump up that you need.
It's almost easier to get a new job at the level you want than get promoted internally.
I think it's because internally there's like baggage or preconceived notions where like people have seen you at this role for so long, and that even though you've been doing well and exemplifying a higher level, you're still technically at that lower level. And so they're like, well, they don't see you that in their mind. And that sucks.
Yeah, it can be really challenging. Yeah, I guess like career growth was kind of the reason at that stage. I was ready to grow my career. That wasn't, you know, being offered to me. I didn't want to wait around and try again. And so that was ultimately the reason I left that role. And the new role I joined, which was a company called Wealthsimple, they hired me on as a senior designer. So I went straight into that level. So I kind of leveled up, I guess, between those two jobs. And so I got the level that I wanted. I also got more of an aligned salary that I was looking for. And so, yeah, that job started off really well.
And when you moved on from that role, was it for similar reasons of career growth?
Interesting. I haven't really thought about that in that way. I think it was maybe part of it, but not the main reason. After sort of being a senior designer for a year or so there, I was feeling confident in my decision to work towards a management track, right? Rather than individual contributor. So I started having conversations with them about it, saying, this is what I'm interested in. I'm looking to grow into a manager role. Are there any opportunities? At the same time, I decided to look elsewhere as well, just to see what else was out there. And again, kind of have that ability to make a comparison, make an informed decision. So that was like part of it. But I think more of the main reason was I wasn't enjoying the company as much as I had hoped. I wasn't enjoying what I was working on. There was a lot of internal politics. There was some leadership that I wasn't super satisfied with, making it really hard to do good work. And so that was more the contributing factor, but the growth was also part of the conversation.
Yeah, the making it hard to do good work. That's, I think, a better phrased version of what I was trying to say before, where it's like you have the opportunity to do good work and like the things in place to make it happen. I feel like that's the situation I'm in right now, is I feel very under-resourced, or like, if not under-resourced, then just like there's too many things that me and my team are expected to be able to do, or that I know we need to do to be the kind of brand that we want to be. So as we look to our 2024 planning, I'm looking for the resources that I need to be able to do the work well. And yeah, I might be having to make a hard decision if it turns out that I don't get those resources and I don't feel like I can do the kind of work that I know I could do and see the potential of.
Yeah, it can be really challenging when there's things outside of your control, right? That are really affecting the day-to-day of your work in a negative way. And again, if you feel like you're in an environment where you can have honest conversations and ask for that, ask for what you need, that's obviously a great first step. But sometimes the answer is no. And that's a lot of what I was facing. it wasn't just me. There were other team members too. We were very clear about this is what we want. This is what we need. This is, you know, what's not working well. Like, we advocated for what we needed and we just weren't met with results or resources. And so after trying a few months of trying to do it without that, I realized that, okay, this is not the kind of work I want to be doing or the kind of environment that I want to be working in. And I think something else that I sometimes ask myself is, am I proud of what I'm doing? Like, if I look back on this, am I going to be proud of this work? Is this going to be something that I'm going to talk about in a future portfolio case study? Or am I going to be proud when I share I worked at this company or I worked on this thing? And the answer is no. For a while, that was a sign that, okay, if I'm not very proud of this and I'm not enjoying this environment, then why am I still here, right? So that was the next step. Why am I here? Asking myself that question, writing like pros and cons lists of, you know, what this company is offering to me and really thinking critically about should I be here? Am I getting out of this what I want to get out of it?
In terms of timing for that second job you moved on from, because I think you mentioned at Uber it was about 6 months from when you first started asking yourself that question, is it time to move on, to when you actually did it. And I feel like that was kind of what it was for me at Xero too. It was about 6 months when I was like, is this time to move on? Like, am I seeing signs that this isn't the right place for the next step in my career? Until the time that I actually took action and left. What about at Wealthsimple? What was that time frame like?
I think it's hard to say because I feel like after the first 3 months there, I sort of realized that things were not quite meeting the expectations that I had going into it. However, I kind of put it down to like, okay, well, I've just been at a really big like San Francisco tech company for 4 years. Maybe my expectations were off. So I kind of gave myself a little bit of just give it more time, like let go of these expectations and be open-minded, try to be more like adapting and kind of see how it goes. But then, you know, the more time I spent at the company, I built closer relationships with other designers and they had similar feelings or they had similar thoughts. And I was like, okay, interesting. It's not just me. And then I switched teams as well once or twice there. So I thought, okay, new team, maybe it'll be different. I'll give this a shot. So like every time I started to really have doubts, something changed or something happened where I tried to be really positive and optimistic and be like, okay, try it this way and see if it's different. I feel like that went on for maybe like 9 months before I was like, okay, I'm not seeing progress or I'm not seeing what I would like to see before I really decided, okay, yeah, I think maybe this isn't quite what I was looking for. But then I think I stuck it out for another maybe 6 months or so again. So maybe 6 months is my sweet window there of like moment of realizing this is maybe not the best place to actually leaving. I mean, interviewing takes time too, right? These days, like sometimes it can take months. So it does take a bit of time from that moment of realizing to leaving in my experience. Yeah, it's sort of like what the timelines were.
It sort of sounds like early on, you know, that about that 3 month in mark, you asked yourself this question and the answer you came to was, no, it's not time to move on. I want to give this more of a chance. These things coming down. I'm curious to know if you've ever had that happen, perhaps while you were Uber or maybe even in your current role, have you had a moment like that where you've asked, am I ready to move on? And the answer that you've given yourself is like, no, not yet for this, this, and this reason.
Yeah, I haven't thought of that. You're right. Like, I guess after those first 3 months, I was like, huh, is this what I want? Yes, no, I'll give it some more time. I think for me, 3 months in is just too early to be able to make a decision. Personally, some people just know really quickly and quickly move on from things. I don't know, maybe I'm like too loyal for that. I'm like, no, I need to give it more time, or I want to see this out a little bit longer, really make sure I've given it a good go, given it my all before making such a big decision. Yeah, I think for me, that's kind of what happened at that point was, okay, going to let this go a little bit longer and just give it the benefit of the doubt and see how it goes. I think when I joined Gusto, the team I was put on was interesting, but wasn't, again, like quite within the domain that I feel I can really excel in. It was a very complicated part of the product. And part of me was like, oh, is this a mistake? Like maybe I got put on the wrong team. The other part of me was, this is a challenge. I'm going to learn something new. And, you know, again, trying to see what I can do with this and take it as an opportunity. After about maybe 6 months, I switched teams due to a reorg. So it was outside of my control. The company had a reorg. I switched teams onto a team that I feel much more at home in. It's more within my domain space, my domain area. And so I'm really glad that that happened. And I've been enjoying it a lot more since then. I never had the same feelings that I did at Well Simple of like, ooh, is it time to go? Did I make the wrong decision? I think maybe the difference there was the company. While in both situations, I was maybe on a team that I was not sure about, I think Gusto has given me a lot more confidence as a company of like values, how they work, getting the right resources you need. So far, I think my time at Gusto has been really great, and I have not had anywhere near the doubts that I was having that I had at Well Simple.
Nice. What about at Uber? Early in your career, I guess maybe not asking yourself this question as much, but did you have any moments in that 4 years there where you asked yourself this question, came to the answer of no, and continued on?
Actually, yeah, there was a moment when I moved countries. 2 years in at Uber, I was at Uber in Amsterdam, and my partner Owen and I wanted to move overseas. And I remember having a conversation with my manager and saying, look, you know, we're kind of making this life decision. We're ready to move physically to another country, but I really enjoy working here. Is there any way that I can keep working for this company? I wasn't ready to leave, and I was very strong and very vocal about that. Luckily, I had an amazing manager who helped figure that out, and eventually I joined a different team in Toronto working on Uber Eats. And so I guess that was like a similar moment of like, I was making a life decision that could have ended up sort of forcing me to leave the company, but I was really vocal about the fact that I wasn't ready to leave and I wanted to stay. I think I remember saying something to him like, I feel like my work here is not done, or I feel like I have more to give, you know? I'm really enjoying it. I'm learning so much. I still want to be here and help contribute to this company. So yeah, that was a conversation we had, and luckily worked out, and I ended up working there for another 2 years after that.
Nice. Yeah. I had a similar moment at Xero when I was moving countries, and I asked myself this question of, is it time to move on? But that was because it was not handled super great, me transferring to a different country's office. My manager was really supportive, but my skip level, I guess, did not handle it well. And so, yeah, that was the first point where I had to ask myself like, oh no, is it time to move on then? If they're not going to be enthusiastic about me adding value to the UK team, is it time? I hate those first moments within a job, because that happened for me at ConvertKit. I think it would have been when I became creative director and discovered that the salary wasn't going to be what I was expecting. I think that was about 4 years in probably. I feel like it really hit me like a ton of bricks, like, oh no, now I have to ask myself this question. Is it time for me to move on from this job if things aren't going to be going how I want? And so I think to get 4 years in before reaching that point, that's pretty good. That's pretty damn good.
That's an accomplishment. Yeah, for sure. I feel like that's more and more rare these days, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's even more rare that, as I said, I think this question has come up for me more often over the past few years as creative director, but the answer continues to be no, it's not time to move on. And so I think that's pretty rare as well for that to continue to be the case. As we wrap up, I want to share some of the things we were talking about. I was like, this feels familiar. And then I remembered I've made this like worksheet for people to go through to like check in on their design career.
You have like this values worksheet or something, right?
Yes, design career checkpoint.
Yeah.
To go through and be like, how is your job providing for you in, you know, different areas? And it's all based on like what you value. And so you can get that at pages.charliemarie.com/career-checkpoint. We'll put the link in the show notes. But yeah, if you want something to work through to ask yourself some of the questions that you were suggesting earlier, Fem, I was like, wait, I made something about this.
Yeah, that's so right. I can't believe I had forgotten about that. But yes, I do remember that you had.
I can't believe I had forgotten about that.
But yes, it's always good to do though, eh? Even if you're not at this point of a crossroads, just doing this as a check-in maybe once a year, right? Of like, okay, what do I value? You know, what's important to me? What am I getting out of this role? Is this all aligned with where I want to go? Can just be a nice like annual check-in for yourself as well.
Yeah, because maybe you're feeling like something's off, but you don't quite realize that, oh, it's this part of my job is the growth opportunities are lacking. That's what it is. It can help you put a name to it. So yeah, definitely recommend you take a look. Thanks for sharing all the stories of jobs past today, Fem. And thank you to the listener.
No worries. I hope it's helpful for someone listening.
I think it will be, just to hear perspective and, you know, what you consider as you're thinking about this. And I hope that our listener enjoyed hearing about it too, and that they can make their own decision on what's right for them. Because yeah, I hope the main takeaway from this is that there isn't a one size fits all, and it's whatever you value is what's most important. And don't let anyone else put those values on you.
All right. Well, where can people go to hear more episodes like this?
head to designlife.fm or just like open up your podcast app, search for Design Life. Hopefully you're already subscribed, but if you're not, make sure you do. And that way any new episodes will automatically appear there for you.
I don't think
we've
ever like promoted subscribing to our podcast, but
isn't that weird?
You should subscribe.
Yeah, that'd be nice, because then, you know, it's automatic. You don't have to remember. Also, given our sporadic episodes, yeah, they'll just arrive when they arrive.
They arrive when they arrive, exactly. Yeah. If you have a question that you'd like to hear us talk about on the show like this listener did, you can email us hello@designlife.fm, or you can also tweet us at designlifefm.
Yes, we would love to hear your thoughts. It's always really useful to hear what's on your mind and what are you thinking about your design career. All right, fam. Well, have a good rest of your day and I'll see you next time.
All right. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.